CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolence to his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, after a terrorist attack that killed at least 28 people. President Xi Jinping condemns the violence, saying China opposes all forms of terrorism. He also reaffirms China's support to Egypt's anti-terrorism efforts. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also extended his condolences to Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail, those injured in the attack, and the families of victims. Friday's attack saw gunmen attack a group of Coptic Christians traveling by bus to a monastery. Many of the 28 fatalities were children. Over 20 others were wounded. A high-ranking symposium has been held in Beijing to mark the 20th anniversary of implementing the basic law of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Addressing the symposium, top legislator Zhang Dejiang calls for comprehensive and precise implementation of the principle of one country, two systems and the basic law. The symposium is held to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to the motherland. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski has died. He was 89. Brzezinski was National Security Advisor for all 4 years of Jimmy Carter's presidency. Normalization of U.S.-China ties was one of the priorities for Brzezinski. Latest figures show China's major industrial firms have posted double-digit growth in profits through the first 4 months of this year. The National Bureau of Statistics is reporting the companies have seen a nearly 25% increase in profits through the period from a year earlier. In April alone, profits of these firms are up 14% year-on-year. The foreign ministers of China and Russia have discussed measures that would counter North Korea's nuclear program. Meeting in Moscow, both Wang Yi and Sergei Lavrov have also agreed that the use of force on the peninsula will only worsen the situation. Wang Yi also says the Chinese side remains hopeful about the prospect of inter-Korean talks. The new South Korean government announced earlier this week that it is open to the idea of resuming direct talks with Pyongyang. It's been announced a special envoy of Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend a ceremony next week to mark the completion of a Chinese-built railway in Kenya. The official completion of the railway linking Kenya's capital, Nairobi, and the port of Mombasa is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Chinese State Councilor Wang Yong will attend the ceremony. The 500-kilometer project, which began in 2014, has cost around $3.8 billion to build. 90% of it has been financed through the Exim Bank of China, with the Kenyan government providing the remaining 10%. Iraqi forces are pushing a fresh operation against Islamic State militants in the city of Mosul. The new push focuses on three neighborhoods at the northern edge of the old city center. Iraqi forces, backed by international coalition, have been fighting to drive out IS militant from the western side of Mosul. However, several neighborhoods, including the densely populated Old City Center, are still under control of the extremist militant. Mosul, 400 kilometers north of Iraq's capital Baghdad, has been under IS control since June 2014, when government forces abandoned their weapons and fled. Philippine authorities say foreign jihadists are among local militants which launched a major assault this week on the southern island of Mindanao. Military spokesperson Resty Padilla says there are a number of confirmed foreign fighters among the 31 militants that have been killed in the battle so far. The heavy fighting, which broke out on Tuesday, has also left 11 Philippine soldiers and two police officers dead. A state of martial law is now in place across Mindanao after heavily armed militants affiliated with the Islamic State launched a major assault on the city of Marawi, a predominantly Muslim city in the south of Mindanao. Chinese authorities are stepping in to adjust the way the renminbi is priced. The China Foreign Exchange Trading System has confirmed that a counter-cyclical element is being added to the daily fixing program to stop what authorities are describing as irrational sentiment in the foreign exchange market. Details of what the counter-cyclical is have not been laid out. The move follows the value of the renminbi against the U.S. dollar hitting a three-month high earlier this week after Moody's downgraded China's sovereign debt rating. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.